Menachem Goldstein, Tifa Torah, 35.
Paragraph of Perek Vav, which is Bameisha, the Perek Bameisha. Omar Birmiya, Omar Abilofo. שני תלמידי חכמים המחדדים זה לזה בהלכה הקדוש ברוך הוא מצליח להם שנאמר והדרך צלח אל תקרא והדרך אלא וחדדך. So let's interpret that. That means Rabbi Irmiya, in name of Rabbi Lozor, is saying that if two תלמידי חכמים are sometimes struggling, each one is asking kushiyo of the other one, and they are making negotiating and discussions, and they are mechadedim, making each one is asking such questions which makes the other one more sharp. Yes? So by that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make their way to be succeeding better. How do we know? So they are taking similar word, which is v'aderech tzlach, the way will succeed. אל תקרא והדרך אלא וחדדך. Yes, they are replacing the hay with chet. The chet, which means chidud. Chidud means like we know that when we want to be מחדד the pencil, that's לחדד, sharpener, yes? So that's make it sharper, yes? ולא עוד, אלא שעולים לגדולה. That also makes them higher level. שנאמר כי צלח. צלח means success. That's the root of the word הצלחה. יכול אפילו שלא לשמע. Can you say that if that will be just for fighting to show that he's more clever than the other? תלמוד לא אמר על דבר אמת. זה continuation. והדרכה צלח על דבר אמת. If your purpose is to reach the true explanation. יכול אם הגיז דעתו. So what would be, let's say, if he has good intention, but afterwards he's become proud. Oh, I beat my friend, I succeeded. He's smiling, he's happy that he's succeeded to be to prove the other one that he's the other one mistaken here, right? תמוד לא אמר וענווה צדק. Need also to be humble.
So if he's
the success will be just if that comes together with being humble.
Yeah, but once you say, oh great, I beat him on it.
So that's not good. You are not humble, so you won't succeed. That's the idea. The Gemara is saying that, you know, that's like amazing. Because people outside are coming from different worlds. Of, let's say, at university. So each one that is succeeding by his learning or by his shiurim, so he's feeling, he's proud. I'm professor, I learned that and that and that. He's proud, trying to show everyone how much is more than clever than them. And if there is someone arguing with him and he succeeded to beat him down, so then he is more happy. Yes, because even against another doctor I succeeded. But on Torah, that's the opposite. You should be humble. And just if you are doing that, ואם מויסים כן, זוכים לתורה שניתנה בימין, שנאמר ותורך נוראות ימיניך. So the Torah will be on your right hand. That is becoming given to you. So I want to bring two examples from life. Yes, first is from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that was not a big argument between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and they had to decide what we are doing because we cannot continue that generations ahead because we need to have acceptable common codex for our law what to do. And they decided to be aloche like Beis Hillel. And there are sources which are saying that La'atid Lavo will be Beis Shammai. But the reason why, meanwhile, they decided like Beis Hillel was because that Shem Nochim Ze Lazeh Be'alacha. They were humble and convenient, each one to the other, when they are arguing about aloche. Ve'lo od, ela shemakdimin divrei Beis Shammai le divrei. Not only that they are not attacking aggressively. They are saying they are not giving up their opinion, but they are very humble. So they are first bringing the other opinion and just afterward saying why they think differently. So someone that hears the other opinion and then is saying his own opinion and saying that in a humble way. And so that's why there's the right to be accepted to be the codex of Aloha from the time of the Gemara till today and the head. So that's interesting to show the importance of that. And that's total difference from the universities of these days. Second point, said that example that I thought to myself yesterday. I was going from Minche home, and next to me was Avrech. So I asked him, you know, I have a question. Maybe you can help me. Yes? So my question was that on Parsha Shavua, it said that Bilam is saying that. אם ייתן לי בלק מלא בתו כסף וזהב, לא יכול לעבור את פי השם לעשות קטנה או גדולה. Yes? So Rashi translated this sentence to, that he means to say, you know, he's giving them clue. I deserve even if you not only like a big reward, that's his palace full of gold and silver. Not coins or of other, not shkalim, not dollars, gold and silver, not less than that, and not one table, not one room, the whole palace of Balak filled. So why you think so much he deserves so much? So Rashi is saying if he wants, yes, Rabbi, you are coming. You are here. Okay, so to leave you open here to hear me? Okay. So why is saying imitain li balak melo beto kesef vezav? So Rashi is explaining why you deserve such a payment. Because let's say if you would like to beat Am Yisrael by the button, he have to hire thousands of soldiers. And maybe he will succeed on the world, maybe not. But I'm with my cares, for sure I can beat Am Yisrael, and that's why I worth this payment. Why? Because the payment which he need to pay for 10,000, 20,000 soldiers is also very high. And it's just doubt, it's not 100% sure it will be done. And here by me, it's okay. So that's why, אם יתן לי בעלק מלא בתו כסף עזב, לא אוכל לעבור פי השם. Okay?
So that's Rashi. He was given Hashem rewarded him in some ways because of that.
Is that he what?
He was rewarded because he says, I won't do anything unless Hashem tells me so.
Yes, so he's saying, I won't do, but that's what actually I deserve. Yes? But he went to go with them. Why? Because he hated Am Yisrael. Okay? But we are speaking about what his salary should be. Okay, I understood that. But when I came to the end of the parsha, and then it said that three times the Kodesh Baruch Hu pulled his tongue and forced him to say good prophecies about Am Yisrael. So then Balak is telling him, אמרתי כבד אחבדך, I wanted to honor you, ואתה מנעך השם מכבוד. השם that you are the whole time saying because of him, he prevented you from being honored. קום ברח לך אל מקומך. So he's kicking him, throwing him away, finished, okay? So what Bilam is answering him, he's telling him, גם אל המהלכיך אמרתי, אם ייתן לי בלק מלא בתוך כסף וזהב, ולא אוכל לעבור פי השם לעשות גדלה או קטנה. So בלק is like, he's answering him a strange answer. He's saying, even to you people, the first time that they, second time that they came to him, so I told them, even that you will give me all the money, I cannot do other things from what I want, Hashem wants. So I asked, just a second, here it was proved that you are not able to curse. So so it's not true to say if Balak would wish to beat the battle, so he should hire many thousands of soldiers in order to succeed. And by me, without thousands of soldiers, I will just curse. We see it practically didn't work. Yes, three times. So why is matching this big salary of Melo Beto Kesev Vezav once again, also on the end of when after three times it's proof that he was saying just Bahot instead of Klalot. Yes?
Milan.
Yes, that was my question. And the young Avrich, which I asked, thought and told me, you know what? I think the answer that if he would curse, he would succeed. Kadosh Baruch Hu prevented him from knowing the right time that he's angry.
Ah.
Yes? So I thought to myself, I said, maybe you're right. Yes? So that's why he's able to mention that even on the end. That just shows us his strong power. Why? Because when the Kadosh Baruch Hu made someone like Moshe Rabbeinu that has the biggest power by his mouth, that his mouth can be like, I'm trying to explain that, yes? Can be the pipe for Hashem to give Am Yisrael the Torah, yes? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. So it said on the Gemara, so why are Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinato Al Harel Oved Kochavim? Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu put his glory and the prophecy ability power on such every person like Bilam? Because other ways nations, other 70 nations could claim, also if you would give us someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, we also would be tzaddikim. So we gave them, and what came out that this Bilam got strong power, really strong power, but instead of doing good for the world, he made a bet for the world by advising Bilam, Balak, make Am Yisrael to be senior with Baal Peor. Yes? So that came out the opposite. So we see that it's really the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the power of speech. And that's why he's saying, give me Teni Balak Melo Beto Kesev Zav, because really he had the power to curse. So why it didn't succeed? Succeeded because the Kadosh Baruch Hu prevented him from knowing when he's angry. So that he couldn't catch this second and to curse Am Yisrael. So I think his answer was mechadet, sharpening the subject to come to that's what Maharal is speaking about, because it's like analyzing the powers and the truth of the inner meaning of Chazal. Okay, let's continue. I'm on the last line of the right side here on page Kavzayin. Rav Nachem Bar Yitzchak is saying, "Amar zochim ledvarim shenemru b'imina shel Torah." Ad kan. So the Gemara on Shabbos, Rambi saying another explanation that these Talmidei Chachomim that are mechadedim zel hazeh b'halacha, that are sharpening each other, are getting promises which were said, which are included on the right side of the Torah, positive side of the Torah. Ad kan. So now is explaining. Pirush. Till here it was citation of the Gemara on Masoret Shabbat, Perek Chamishi. Now he's saying Pirush, explanation. Ki shnei talmidei chachamim, shem mechadedim ze et ze, konim sechel yoter elyon mima shehu ra'uy la'adam mitzad atzmo. Two talmidei chachamim, which are so sharp, that are like buying higher level of wisdom, elyon, like from above, mima shehaya ra'uy la'adam mitzad atzmo, more than he could achieve by himself. Yes, im haya lomed b'yichidi kmo shehitba'er. So we said that if I'm learning alone, so we learned that last week. So my knowledge, data, and power, and wisdom is limited, because that's inside myself. So I'm limited. But when I'm willing to accept from others, so that make it bigger. Then it joined together. Yes. On the modern world, that's similar to what companies which are making competition. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to work with the global globus, the global world. Why? Because if they are relying on their city, so there are 10,000 people, 100,000 people. Right. But if they are making marketing through the internet, they can send to China, to France, to United States, everywhere. So, and they make the competition in many places. Then can become much wider. Okay. So Pirush, כי שני תלמידי חכמים שמחדדים זה את זה, קונים שכל יותר עליון ממה שהוא רואה לאדם מצד עצמו. אם היה לומד ביחידי, כמו שהתבאר. ומפני כך אמר, that's why he was saying, שהם מצליחים, that they are succeeding. כי מפני שהם קונים שכל העליון, because when by that they are buying themselves, they are having
born together.
Yes, together, the שכל העליון, על ידי חידוד שלהם. Are having from heaven wisdom by their making each other sharper ומגיעים אל מדרגת השכלית שהוא הצלחה עליונה יותר ממה שראוי לאדם בעצמו. And they are achieving the level, the spiritual level, which is from the higher success, more than a person could achieve by himself. על ידי שהם חדדים זה לזה, וככה הקדוש ברוך הוא מצליח להם גם כן. כמו שהם מצליחים בקניין השכל, כך הם מצליחים במעשים. The same as they are succeeding to by having more wisdom, they are succeeding on their deeds. Let's say there is luggage. So the Chazal are saying that if you want to carry something, you, for example, you can carry 10 kilograms. But if you are doing that with someone else to put on your shoulders, you can carry it three times more. Yes? So also by the knowledge. If you are learning together with someone else, you can achieve much better. ומטעם זה, אומר גם כן, שהם עולים לגדולה. So that's very important to know that. Why? Because some people like very much to learn by themselves. Okay, I can understand that sometimes person can more concentrate by himself and learn, and there are specific things which are more interesting to him than others. But as a method, that shouldn't be. As a method, everyone should have chavrusa. מטעם זה אומר גם כן שהם עולים לגדולה. That's why he was also saying that they are coming to higher preference level. שכאשר מגיעים לשכל העליון, when person is achieving the upper wisdom, אשר הוא יותר ממדרגת האדם מצד עצמו, על ידי שהם מחדדים זה את זה, more than his own level by sharpening each other, ובזה הוא עולה לגדולה, then he is coming in, is getting the importance. גם כן, כמו שהשכל הזה, שהוא על ידי שניים, מתעלה אל מדרגת שכלית עליונה לגמרי. וכאשר האדם עושה לכבוד עצמו של האדם, לא קנה מדרגה שהיא יותר עליונה ממדרגת האדם עצמו. So now he is coming to the second point. What's your intention? If your intention is to be proud and to honor yourself, so you won't achieve the higher level, which is more than yours own. Why? Because you are not doing Lishma. Just when you are doing Lishma, for outside reasons of the truth, of the knowledge, of the data, not for yourself, to honor yourself, then you are connecting yourself to the true Torah. והתורה בעצמה יש לה מעלה עליונה. לכך קונים מעלה והצלחה עליונה. אבל כאשר אינו עושה לשמה, רק לכבוד עצמו, but when he's not doing לשם שמיים, just for himself, אינו קונה מעלה יותר כלל. And then another limitation. ואמר עוד, דווקא שאינו מתגאה, just if you won't be proud. So what's the difference between lishma and not to be proud? That the lishma means the purpose. Why I'm learning before? Why I'm making the argument with my chavruso? And being proud is afterwards when we came to the answer with someone. One of us prove himself, so you shouldn't be proud. Why? Yeah. Because even that you were your intention was for good, you can lose your level if afterwards you will be smiling. I know better than the other one. Yes, there was an awful case that someone that was arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, I think something, and he had the problem by his mouth that it looks as if he's smiling, and Rabbi Yochanan he succeeded by the argument, and Rabbi Yochanan thought that he's laughing at him, so he felt like shame, and that caused this student to be punished from heaven. So that's yes, you're right, you're right. I don't know. צריך להסתכל. טוב, אנחנו נעצור פה. בסדר? כל היום. תודה רבה. תודה. Okay, thank you, Larry. We came here to Omar ואמר עוד דווקא.
בסדר.
Thank you.